Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating last edition of 2017. Greg, your first mate. That is me, along Captain Patrick, Barry, and even Rusty. We got a full crew here to wrap up 2017 and do it in, well, style, I guess. You know, are we going to have like fireworks and everything after the broadcast today, Patrick?
Or? No, during the broadcast.
During the broadcast.
There is a boat parade today.
There is, really. What, the end of the year boat parade?
No, they moved it in Jacksonville. It was our one that we had at Thanksgiving. They moved it for the Tax Slayer Bowl. No one's a fan of this. No one likes
it. So they moved it to after Christmas.
Yep.
So it's so the crowd's here. It's the Jacksonville Tax Slayer Boat Parade.
Yes.
Hmm. Nice.
Yeah, I know. It's not the same. Who, after the holidays, nobody wants to go out and decorate their boat. Or at least,
are you kidding?
I'm speaking for me. I don't.
Most people leave their decorations on their boats all year, don't they?
Well, you're
just like their house.
You're supposed to leave it on through New Year's. So, I mean,
is that a law?
Well, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, there's people that leave it on through New Year's to the following year.
No. Not if you have a homeowners association. That doesn't happen.
Really? You're going to bring up an HOA to me, Barry?
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
You and I both know.
Okay.
Whenever I go over to Greg's house, he makes me go and turn my motorcycle around so it's facing in the right direction, lest the homeowners association comes and cites him.
Right. Well, that's just common courtesy to your neighbors.
It's a motorcycle.
Yeah, here comes trouble. That's what they think. Here comes trouble. And in this case, they're definitely correct.
That's true.
All right, but so there is a boat parade, and maybe that's happening around in other places too, like leftover boat parades from Christmas. You know, Barry actually is planning a little boating outing this weekend. Regardless, I don't think you were planning to be in a boat parade, but you were going to go look at Christmas lights.
We do it every year
down in South Florida.
Christmas, yeah. We go out depending on the weather, but it's been pretty mild this winter. So
right.
We go out, we go north up to maybe the Boynton Inlet, and then around 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and then it gets dark around 5:36, and everyone turns on their lights on the Intercoastal. So we just take it all the way back down to John U. Lloyd and look at the houses.
Well, that's a reverse boat parade.
Right.
Just going looking at Christmas lights with your boat. And that's easy to do down there in South Florida, for sure. That would make sense. That would be a fun thing to do anytime, really, leading up to the holidays.
No, it is. It's nice. We go down there. We'll go to one of the restaurants on the water, have a nice dinner, get back later on that evening. And, it's really a nice, relaxing drive down the Intercoastal.
Yeah. And, I've never thought about doing that after Christmas, but I guess that it still makes sense to do that. And it'd be less crowded, too, on the water.
Well, yeah, but these houses, these are the really expensive houses. The owners don't put the lights up. They have people put the lights up.
They have light people.
Oh, definitely. And some of these houses are gorgeous, and they leave those lights up till after New Year's for sure.
So yeah.
Well, it's a nice thing to do.
I watch that TV show, the Christmas light
challenge. Of course
challenge.
You do.
Of course, every year you watch it, see who has the best Christmas lights.
Your X and Y chromosomes got messed up somewhere.
I have two of them.
I'm sure you do. Nice. Just not the right ones.
Whatever you say. But it's the end of the year, and that is one way to celebrate in style with your boat. I mean, does that inspire you? Obviously, well, it doesn't inspire Patrick, I know. I better direct this question to Rusty. Have you done any of that? Are you going to do following... his float plan there or no?
I won't do that, but
I get
excited at the end of the year because that means that just around the corner is everything starts up again. Boat show season kicks off and wide open. So you need that day. It's just, I don't know. I kind of like new starts, you know, fresh new starts. So I love January 1st. And even a long time ago, I even quit drinking on New Year's Eve. So when I woke up on the first day of January, I'm excited. I feel good. I'm ready to go and face the year.
And I'm looking at Rusty's Facebook page. He also likes long walks on the beach.
It's probably true.
Romantic
but, you know.
Movies.
So, no, I'm really excited about this year. We've had a good year. The boat show season, I think, is going to be great. We're throwing a couple of boat shows, more boat shows in this year. We're doing Orlando Boat Show with
really?
Chris Crabb. Yep.
Okay.
So we will be there. And then we're doing that, and we got our Jacksonville Boat Show, and then the Omwater Boat Show. If you remember, last year had a lot of controversy around it because the promoter didn't pay us bills. So this year we got a new promoter that does the Charleston and the Savannah Boat Show is going to be doing our Omwater Boat Show. So it's going to be fun. Going to be a good time. I thought about doing Daytona as well, but I probably won't do that one. It's coming up like the second week of in like 2 weeks. So
that
one's going to push it.
It's a little bit of a dead area.
Yeah, it just, you know, I don't even see any advertising from the promoter. The same guy does Orlando that does Daytona. And he'll talk to you about Orlando. And I go, what about Daytona? Send me some stuff. He doesn't even send me anything.
Now, the demographic over there, financially,
it's a spring break capital of the world.
No,
well, back in the 80s, it was.
Back in 67, it was. Uh-huh. It's just not there. You're definitely focusing on the right area going just south of where you're at.
You're just saying that because we live here.
No, Orlando's great, but the reason why Daytona gets overlooked is because Orlando will have a better show, a bigger show, and people will come from Daytona to come over here, New Smyrna, all that, and go to the show here. But you would think over like Halifax Harbor and all that, that they would have some really premier boat shows, but it just doesn't happen. It seems that all the expensive boats and yachts come in from other areas.
Okay.
Well, the Orlando show also has, you know, you can bring families there. You know, the husband goes and looks at the boats and everyone else is out to Disney World.
True.
That's a mistake.
I think the draw is actually the World of Boating. I mean, this is broadcast headquarters for the World of Boating. It's Orlando, Florida, which would make sense that, you know, that connection that we have with the boating industry would help the show.
So is the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show considered the last boat show for the year, or is it the first boat show for the next year?
It is the biggest boat show for the start of the new production year, because our production year starts mid-year. Follow?
But they don't say... Look, Captain Keith does not consider Fort Lauderdale to be the first show of the year.
It is the first major show of the new production year.
Okay, but that isn't what he said.
Now...
Season starts January 1st. We covered this last week or a couple weeks ago with Keith.
Well, I wasn't here.
I'm trying to educate you.
Boat show season doesn't start at the beginning of the year. It starts with the production year. Production years don't run the calendar year, January to December. They start mid-year as product changeover. New models get introduced. Now, arguably, Miami will be the premier boat show, especially for new product introduction, because it's such a larger venue and more attention is focused. But a lot of manufacturers where they've got product that's been in the pipeline and is ready to be unveiled, they'll do it at Lauderdale.
Maybe.
Lauderdale's a bigger venue.
Well, no, that's not true necessarily anymore. I mean, well, Miami's giving Fort Lauderdale a run for their money in the in-water stuff because they're expanding their floating dock system down there in that bay.
They can't expand it too much more than what they've got.
No, because they have an issue with parking. But if they go back to the convention center, then, they could do that.
Yeah, but they can't because the convention center undergoing its renovation, my understanding is that they were doing one half of the convention center, which made the convention center not viable. And then they were going to, you know, close one half, leave the other half open for other events, and then close that half and finish the other half. But my understanding was they were actually making the loading doors and all that lower, smaller.
But I'm talking about the end water stuff. That's what we talked about with Keith a couple weeks ago. He said that it was announced that Miami's expanding the floating dock system.
They are, but within that area, there's only so far they can expand.
So says you.
They'll build
Greg,
more.
It's a man-made area that was carved out. They've only got so much room to expand.
Yeah, but they,
it's not that deep in that area.
It's not that deep, true, but they are expanding the dock space out to a level that actually is going to give Fort Lauderdale a run for their money. I mean, they're for as far as the in-water stuff, they're looking to expand it. They can do. They don't need the convention center anymore. They're just putting up tents, so they're going the tent route like Fort Lauderdale has, and they got a little bit more real estate, I think, to work with down there in the at the new facility in Miami. That's what they're saying, or that's what they're alluding
to. The real estate is the real estate.
Well, I mean, they can just
It's the old Miami Marine Stadium. You've only got so much real estate on land.
Well, there's quite a bit of space around that place. But I don't know. We'll see. It's something to look forward to in 2018. And we got more coming up. Stay close to the World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Hey, boaters. You know, there's a lot of things to consider when you're out on the water. But what about when you want to jump in it? Well, like for a snorkel or even a dive. That's just one reason why you, as a boater, should be a member of Divers Alert Network. DAN is your dive safety organization. However, many of the benefits you get from being a DAN member go far beyond in-water activities. Just by being a member of DAN, you get access to 24-hour DAN Travel Assist. This program provides evacuation assistant coverage up to $100,000 when you travel over 50 miles from home for both diving and non-diving injuries. When you consider it's just $35 for individuals and $55 for entire families, it's kind of silly not to be a member of DAN if you like spending time out on the water. There's many more benefits, way too numerous to list here. So go to dan.org and get all the info. Whether you're into diving or not, see for yourself why it makes total sense for every boater to be a member of Divers Alert Network. That's dan.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Tonight is the night. It only happens once a year, New Year's Eve.
Nothing changes on you.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, that's me, along with Captain Patrick Perry, and also Rusty helping us out, rounding out the crew this last show of 2018. Looking forward to the boat show season kickoff next week.
Last show of 2017. Don't get ahead of yourself. I know you want it to be over already.
Yeah, I might have jumped the gun slightly, but I'm always looking ahead. I'm looking towards the future.
You can never, you don't ever say, yeah, I you know what, I goofed, I messed up. You just, you deflect.
I never do.
You deflect.
I never do, Patrick. Come on.
Man.
Who else does that?
Yeah. I mean, I don't do
if
that
only
because.
I knew.
I mean, if there's like a recorded record of any mistake I made, feel free to bring it up, but it just doesn't exist.
Do not challenge me, sir. I have a thumb drive in my pocket I will plug in right now.
It will never happen on the World of Boating as long as I'm at the controls. All right. So anyway.
Miami Boat Show.
Yeah.
We should mention, if you haven't made your plans already, February 15th through the 19th, 2018.
Mm-hmm. They actually got it out of the way of Valentine's Day this year. So you can have Valentine's Day and then go to the boat show, as opposed to use it as an excuse not to celebrate Valentine's Day, which has happened in the past.
Yeah. It's
and my room is booked, just so you know, in case anybody was concerned.
Oh, so you're offering up free accommodations?
I have my room overlooking Biscayne Bay at the Continental International.
Man, somebody's dealership did really well this year.
That's a nice hotel.
Writing it off on his boat line.
Yeah, well, as he should. I mean, you know, that's a legitimate sales thing that he has to go and attend, just like you and me. And even Barry could help out and do that.
Well, maybe.
It'll be nice. I always love the show. It's going to be good. So, concerns.
Speaking of the upcoming year and the upcoming boat show season, my question is directed to both of you, however, in a different way. Barry, as somebody who's not intimately involved in the industry, but who does boat, my question to you, and you can think about it for a few seconds here, minutes, whatever. What do you hope to see in this upcoming year as far as with boats from a consumer point of view? And Rusty, what do you think we're going to see from the manufacturing side, from the dealership level?
Barry first.
What are consumers going to look for this year?
What would you be looking for?
What would you like to get intimate with? Being that you're not intimate with the boating industry directly.
I mean, we know you want a Do-It doggy cover or something like that for the
what?
Bow. Dodger.
Oh, Dodger. Bow cover.
I said that last week.
Doggy cover.
The boating pasty. Right.
I like the way they're integrating the electronics. You know, they're all integrated now. They all talk to each other. As they come down in price, then I could change out the electronics, the boat. For my little boat, there's not much. It would be nice.
It's pretty
to
well
find,
equipped. Yeah.
It would be nice to find small boats with little little cabins again, like they used to make back in the '60s.
Yeah, small cuddy cabins, and you know where traditionally those sell, of course, up in the Northeast, the Great Lakes area, and over in Europe, because they weekend on those.
And like to get their freak
they
on.
They don't sell them here anymore. They're either going to be fishing. You know, center consoles, or you're going to have bow riders. And again, you could put a Dodger on it, but it'd be nice to find a small. I mean, there are a couple of out there. There's one called Sea Dory, and I looked at that boat one time, but it won't fit in the garage because it was too tall. So, I don't know.
You really want a private space on your boat, don't you?
It's nice to get out of the elements. Once in a while, you know, you go out there, it's a beautiful day, and then in Florida, thunderstorms just blow over. So rather than huddling in my center console trying to stay warm as the cold water is pelting me, to get into a little area that's kind of closed off.
A little safe space.
Actually, Stingray has a couple of those, a 215 Cuddy Cabin, a little 21-foot with a Cuddy Cabin. We don't usually carry them just because nobody buys them in Florida very often, just because they feel like it's either wasted space or
Is that a small step down Cuddy Cabin, or is that the one you got to crawl between the port and starboard side helm seat?
It's a small little
crawl space.
Step down.
Yeah. Okay. But it creates space.
It's got a little bed in there.
Yeah. I have a friend who has one. Well, our buddy Walt, he calls his the Stabbing Cabin. But I don't think that's the technical marketing term the boat manufacturers use.
So, Barry,
if I had to do it again, that's what that's what I'd like to find.
A stabbing cabin?
Small, stabbing.
Now, what Barry's looking for is for electronics packages to be further integrated, and of course, waiting for the price to come down, because the expandability of those packages is really, really neat. The way that the systems will talk to each other now, your stereos with your glass cockpit displays, your smartphones, your tablets, all that stuff, and then
it's all integrated.
And then, of course, a small cuddy cabin style boat.
Yep.
Hmm. All right. Well, so that's what you would like to see more of.
Sure.
Yeah.
It'd be a more universal for families that want to go out boating but can't afford to spend $200,000 on a on a weekend boat like that. Mm-hmm. You know, something a little bit smaller, a little less expensive.
Yeah, you haven't priced $200,000 and what that'll get you in a boat nowadays.
I know, it doesn't get much.
Doesn't get much. Is that true, Rusty? You could hook him up with something with $200,000, couldn't you?
$200,000, yes, we can hook
Heck
you
yeah.
up.
Heck yeah. And you get all the stabbing cabin space you'd like.
Actually, we have a little bit bigger one or two, a 25-foot with a cuddy cabin. So, well, I mean, Stingray's one to look at. It's got well, the, what you're talking
yeah, but
about.
Barry still needs something that'll fit in his garage.
Right.
That's the thing.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Is
now
that,
we're getting complicated.
Yeah,
so,
what yes. is your garage length or depth or whatever that you can...
Well, right now my 17-foot fits in there comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
I could probably get a 19-footer in.
Yeah.
But again, as far as the bow is concerned or having a cuddy cabin, it would depend on how the trailer was designed. If the trailer is designed where the boat sits low, in other words, the axles were somehow not a solid straight axle across the trailer, but something that's where the hubs were a little bit higher than the axle itself, so the boat sat low mm-hmm. on the trailer.
Yeah, he needs one that he can like fold in half.
Well,
and like
I don't know.
That, his challenge there is one, you need a fold away tongue trailer.
Which I already have, yeah.
And then, two, the type of trailer that you're talking about, most of the boats that, you know, in that 19, 21-foot range are probably going to be about an 8.5-foot beam anyway. So if you get a trailer that kind of the axles, and I think what you're kind of referring to are independent axles for each
That's
wheel,
it. Yeah,
which would allow you to be out further than the hull of the boat and get it down lower, but then your oversized load. If you're over 8.5.
You are.
If you're over 8.5 feet, you're oversized.
Oh, man. Time to get a bigger house. Forget yeah. about getting a bigger boat.
Three-car garage.
I don't know. We'll come up with another option for him next.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick, Barry, and Rusty, rounding out the crew here on the last show of 2017. By the way, you guys doing a big blowout here on New Year's Eve? What are you doing, Patrick? I know you are like a party animal. Are you going out on your boat and doing anything, or do you leave that to the amateurs to go out on New Year's Eve with their boat?
I would be nowhere near on a boat.
It's New amateur Year's night Eve. For boating on
it's,
New Year's
it's,
Eve?
It's like why I don't go out on 4th of July anymore, out on
yeah.
the water.
Rusty, what do you think?
I'll be in bed at 9.
Oh.
I swear.
A.M.
All right, so Barry, you'll be the wild man of the crew this year. Is that true, Barry?
My wife and I will be at the casino spending money, watching all the older people kind of walk home slowly.
Okay, what like Hard Rock down there in South Florida?
No, I don't go to the Hard Rock. No, we go to the Isles Casino. You have a lot of retirees up there, so we just watch them.
Oh, so
you, all the retirement
you don't
money.
Want to go to Hard Rock where they celebrate New Year's Eve like old fogies. You want to go where the real old fogies
Yeah, I want party. To see how they really celebrate there. We have a good time.
Okay.
It's actually really nice.
That seems a little slightly odd to me, but that's okay. Whatever
it's
works
fun.
For you for New Year's Eve.
Hey, I'm checking out the Stingray. They are. It's a nice boat, a 225 cuddy cabin.
Yeah, that would work for you.
That would work.
So you go to the casino. Maybe that's your solution, and you hit big. You know, and then you just buy a new, buy a new house to house your boat or something. Or maybe why do you have to keep it in a garage? Why don't you just put it out on the slip?
Where do we
go
live?
Way bigger.
Homeowners Association.
No, you put it out on the water. You leave it on the water.
Get that, one of those increases, kind of. That increases the cost of owning the boat.
Well, it does, but...
Well, it does.
You could just anchor it out there, you know, and put a dinghy in your garage or something.
Right.
No?
That would be nice. That would be nice. But no, it's not going to happen that way.
You have to win big at the casino first for that to happen.
Yeah. And then I can get a house on the water, put the boats up on davits when I'm not out there in the water, invite the Scuba Radio and the World of Boating crew down for parties.
I prefer you not curse on the air when he says dammits. That's not appropriate.
Davits.
That's what I said. Check the tape. Just check the tape. Do we got to go over this again?
There is no
tape. Talk about me making... mistakes, the fact that I don't make any. All right, more coming up on the World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
It'll be a good year.
So if you believe in you and me, wait for me on New Year's Eve.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, that's me, along with Captain Patrick, Barry, and Rusty rounding out the crew. New Year's Eve. Yeah, just a day away. And, you know, I guess I'm going to be the only one celebrating style. I'll be hanging at a wedding in Cincinnati. So I am a wild man. Obviously, of the
that sounds like no fun.
Two words that don't go together.
What?
Style in Cincinnati.
I have nothing. I got nothing. So I'm not going to move.
A wedding on New Year's Eve?
Yeah. Well, actually, yeah. It's actually tonight.
That's brutal.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's my plan. So obviously, I'm a party animal, at least compared to the losers on our crew.
I said, I'm going out to the casino.
Well, yeah, but you're going to do it with a bunch of old folks, retirees.
No. I'm going with my wife. We're going to watch the old folks as they slowly keel over.
And then Barry's going to hand out his business cards and say, when you need financial planning.
Oh, that's okay. All right. And then he can write the whole thing off.
By that time, it's too late.
It's never too late, Barry.
Okay.
Not when they're betting on the casino to make their retirement money.
Hmm. All right. Well, I don't know. That sounds like an interesting time that I'll leave to Barry to enjoy. You can tell us, you know, how many people keeled over next week on the show, I guess. We'll see. But, you know, looking forward to 2018, I know Rusty in particular has some things that he's thinking of doing that he's willing to share or no.
Well, before we get to that real quick, hold on.
Yeah.
Barry? What you need when you're at the casino, you need to hand out to these retirees Barry Bucks.
Barry Bucks.
I have a lot of scuba-opoly money.
No. Barry Bucks with your face Barry on Bucks. It, and you hand them out, and you say, when you're serious about wanting to earn some money, give me a call.
Huh.
Barry Bucks.
Barry Bucks. Okay.
From
I'll print those up on the printer tonight.
Yeah.
Yep. Cotton cloth, that, please.
Yeah. Let us know how it works.
Yeah. We'll let you know.
Okay.
Now to Rusty.
What's Patrick's telephone number so I can put those on those Barry Bucks?
just use the one for World of Boating.
Okay. That'll work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, what do you think, Rusty? I mean, are you looking forward to, you know, following Barry, and maybe you'll create Rusty Bucks or something? I don't know.
No, there won't be any Rusty Bucks. And, you know, I was thinking about what I'd like to see as far as the boating industry come out with. And it's always a tough question, because I think if it was a great idea, they probably would. But,
well, you were at the Orlando dealer conference a couple weeks ago. So, I mean, did you not see stuff there? They were like, whoa, they got it. They're right on target. Or were you going, well, where's the cool stuff?
You know, there was a few things there that were, I think, interesting. But as far as innovations on the boats themselves, they're still, you know, they're doing about the same thing. They're adding some, you know, if it's an inboard, they'll add an outboard model of it. The boat sizes seem to be getting, you know, a little bigger as far as the sweet spot, I guess, is 28 to 32 for a lot of people. Center consoles are center consoles these days, you know, a lot of them. I'd like to see something different kind of come out.
Okay.
You know? And I'm not sure what that is or what it looks like.
What, like a chitty chitty bang bang flying boat kind of thing? Or
no, I don't want to speak for Rusty, but
you often do, so go ahead.
Well, because we share the same brain. I'm the right side, he's the left.
Okay.
I think I still think there's a market for the so-called quote-unquote dumb boat. Mm-hmm. That we're putting so much technology into the boats, which equates to a lot of money, that I still think the industry as a whole, especially fiberglass boats, is overlooking that segment that would really like to get into boating with a new boat, but the cost is so prohibitive where, look, what I need is a basic set of gauges. I need, you know, comfortable seating, minimal upholstery, you know, a one gel coat color type of deal, not like the Bayliner element, more than the Bayliner element, but not as technology heavy as what we see coming out on the entry level side.
Hmm. So I agree. When, you agree. So you would have been at
yes,
dealer conference, and the sales guy would have been sitting there out in front of their exhibit and saying, Rusty, come on in. We got a dumb boat for you. What do you say? That would excite you?
I think I wouldn't call it a dumb boat. I would think it's, you know, an entry-level boat that's attractive. And honestly, it's like my truck. The more stuff they put on it, then the more stuff that can go wrong. Mm-hmm. And the gauges, you have all these different things. And you could literally spend a day getting somebody comfortable with their boat, with everything of how the stereo is going to sync to the Bluetooth and all the different gauges. And especially if you put charts and stuff on it, it's a lot of stuff, a lot of manuals. I mean, it comes in huge packets where a lot of times people just want to put the boat on the water and go for a ride.
I don't know. It might work. Yeah, if reverse psychology. It'd be Captain Patrick's dumb boats.
Well, no. What I meant by dumb is technology dumb.
Right.
Okay?
I know.
And I'm talking, you know, the stereos that go into boats now, those are all linked to the glass cockpit displays. And if one or the other goes out, then stuff isn't working. You can't pull up engine data, things like that. And you know what? I need basic gauge package, whether they're Faria gauges or whatever. And you know what? If a gauge stops working, Faria's got a 5-year warranty. I can get one. They'll send me one. I can change a gauge out in 10 minutes and be back on the water with everything working. A stereo, you know what? I hate to say, give me a twin knob AM FM stereo. Maybe it's Bluetooth where it can read, but just give me a basic stereo. You know what? If the thing fails, it's $35 to change it out. It's not a $600 stereo.
Mm-hmm.
And when it fails, even if it's under warranty, I'm without my stereo for, you know, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and I got to take the boat back to the dealer. And it's really geared towards the entry level, to Rusty's point, that entry level boat where we want to get people into boating. We want to get them excited about boating. We don't want the cost to be prohibitive, and we don't want the maintenance to be a detractor from them enjoying the experience, because when stuff fails, and it will, that it's not a huge hit to their pocketbook or their wallet, which takes away from that experience we want them to have.
Sure. Don't get a smart boat with all the bells and whistles. Get a dumb boat with nothing.
No, actually.
Captain Patrick's boating paradise.
I agree with Patrick. The only other thing is that it would be nice if they made them with the trailers a little bit lighter, because I think some of the cars or vehicles that are coming out now don't tow as well as some of the older vehicles did.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at, you know, trucks and things. You either have to have a...
Hey, we have dumb light boats, too.
No,
I'm just trying to come up with a commercial.
Not very light. Oh, okay.
Well, no, see, so you create the product, and then...
No, but Patrick's right. I mean, you know, he wants to make it so that people don't, as he said, you know, if everything's integrated together and one thing goes out, the whole thing goes out.
Well, true. It's like a smart TV, you know, smart stuff. I mean, does anybody build their boats as smart boats? You know, why go with the trend? Go with dumb boats. We're not doing smart boats. We got dumb boats for you. When they break, it's no big deal.
Listen, there's a market out there still
for dumb boats, if
the EPA would allow it, for carbureted engines, for carbureted generators, because you can make the thing run. Okay? I can work on a carburetor. I can adjust a carburetor. I can lean it out. I can enrich it. I can get it to do what I want it to do. The engines now, other than changing components, raw water pump impeller, and my alternator went bad, something like that, that I can change out. Anything else with that, the injection systems, you're not doing anything to it. You're back to the dealer.
Which is the reason why I still have a two-stroke engine with carburetors, because it's easy to work on. I could do everything on it.
Yeah. He has a dumb boat engine.
Listen,
so he's already halfway there.
Kohler got out of marine generators because of the problems with the EPA emission controls and everything. You weren't able to make it perform the way it was supposed to without setting sensors off every other time that you used it,
mm-hmm.
which frustrates the owner. And then the manufacturers are having to put remote start kits into the cabins because nobody wants to climb down into a hot engine room on a twin engine 30-foot boat that you can barely squeeze yourself into
right.
to try to manually start the generator from there.
Hmm.
And the problem isn't so much the technology. It's just that when the salt water attacks it, it just destroys it. And anything that has marine in front of it becomes two times as expensive.
Well, it does, especially, you know, when we're dealing with engine rooms and with engine parts and electrical components that may go in the engine room, because it all has to be ignition protected.
Right.
So the use of an automotive starter or an automotive alternator is a no-no, because you're going to kill somebody, if not yourself, you know, by doing that. It's not ignition protected. And if you get a buildup of vapors and that thing sparks, boom.
There goes that dumb boat.
No, there goes your smart boat.
There goes your smart boat.
That would be the smart boat. Okay.
But the same thing's
dumb boat won't do
that. The new outboards, with these, the new four-stroke outboards that are... They are amazingly quiet, they are amazingly smooth, and they're amazingly expensive when you have to repair them because of all the electronics.
Hey, Captain Patrick's dumb boats are less expensive and, you know, more bells and whistles, more problems, but not with Captain Patrick's dumb boats.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me. Or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Divers fear the bends. However, what does decompression sickness feel like? I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll share a few signs and symptoms next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Decompression sickness, or the bends, is a risk divers minimize with proper training. However, it can happen. Pain in the joints is the most common symptom. Numbness, headache, fatigue, motor weakness, nausea, or an unexplained skin rash can be a sign as well. If you or your buddy encounters any of those after a dive, get help now. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
Successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
This is the World of Boating. I bet you didn't know we had cats here at the World of Boating broadcast headquarters, but of course we do, and they're very festive during this time of year. We apologize. I am Greg, your first mate, and we have one more segment before we round back to the dock for the last show here of 2017. Patrick is here, Barry and Rusty and the whole gang celebrating accordingly. Grab a cat. And feel free to join the party. So, Rusty, I know you did have a, I don't know, is this a prediction for the new year or a question or what? What's going on?
No, it's,
Well, I always try to have goals, yeah. You know, as any business person should. But one of the things that we've been talking about was kind of expanding, especially with our boat line. Chris-Craft, we have a large region to cover, being Orlando all the way up to almost Savannah. And so we started talking about, should we have a presence to protect the territory? It was one, and also to be there to have a presence in Orlando. Hmm. And so we're – and actually – Stingray, I believe, is available in the area now again, too. So we could have actually two lines in that area. So, and I was just curious, you know, I was going to ask Captain Patrick because he's in the area, what he thought. And I'm pretty sure he'll tell me he told me this before, but I don't remember.
Rusty, I told you that before.
Yeah. And he tuned it out, as most people do.
About 2 years ago. And the... That would be the move that I would make. It makes sense on a couple different levels. One, as you said, first of all, with the transient nature of the population here in Central Florida, I mean, you've got people constantly. The inflow is not going to change. So you've got new potential boat buyers coming in literally every day. Two, I know another dealership in Orlando, and, you know, caters to you know, the Isleworth and you know, that area out there, you know.
Sure.
The Butler chain,
right?
All that stuff, where Chris-Craft certainly is the type of boat that you would, I think, certainly as that demographic gets older, you know, they want to move away from the ski boat, wakeboard boat that their kids are in and get into something more, step it up a bit as far as class goes. Stingray certainly could make a footprint because I think price point, you have a whole new market down here that other boat lines that are represented that are probably a little bit out of their price range. And Stingray is not that it's a cheap boat. That's not what I meant, but the affordability factor, probably comes more into play. And then with the other dealer that carries the other line that you're thinking about carrying,
right,
there may
Patrick's Dumb Boats,
there may be an opportunity there for you guys to get into some type of reciprocal deal there, where working out sales on that end, where, you know, they're sending, you know, people that are from Central Florida but keeping their boats out there, and vice versa.
Sure.
So there's an avenue there, too. So I think your challenge, more than anything, is finding the right location, which needs to be near a body of water that you can go out and demo, and something that is close by, reasonably, let's say within about no more than 30 minutes away. And that's with Orlando traffic.
And see, I've looked at Windermere. I've talked to some other people. They say the Harris Chain is where, yep, a lot of the boat dealers are. There is a dealer that there was a possibility on Orange Avenue, but I looked at it. Well, I've actually had several people say, don't bother.
Is that the one at Orange and Sand Lake, I believe? It was a former ski boat dealer?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, 30 years ago, that wasn't too bad because it was actually a Nautique's dealership,
right?
And carried product right down the street when the Correct Craft factory was in Pinecastle. Now I will say this: it does give you, you're right down the road from the Hoffner ramp to where you can go and demo boats out on Lake Conway, but it's just not. It's a high traffic area, but it's kind of industrial.
Yeah, it didn't. It's not pretty. One of the things I've thought, and I don't know if this will work, but I like the concept where you don't have necessarily the marine dealership per se, where you have boats on the lot and all that. But if you go with the model where you're putting a place in at the mall or a town center, where you have a storefront and a design center, and you have two or three of the boats inside, it would be more of the model that. What's that car line that uses that model right now? Pretty impressive.
Did they put the cars in the malls?
I remember that from the Blues Brothers.
Yeah, it's the car. I can't think of the name.
Mall
of the car.
Cars.
No, this is the real high-end
Dumb
car.
Cars.
Dumb this cars, of course.
Real high-end plug-in cars, and they're real efficient.
Tesla.
Yeah, so Tesla's doing this. You see them in malls and things around. And so, you know, and you think about putting, especially if you have the brand like the Chris-Craft that you got, and especially if in a place like Windermere, if you could get a storefront that was just really classy and, you know, nice place, you got two of the 22-foot, 21-foot boats. No, not the huge ones, but you got the design center. You got the pretty people. I don't know.
I think you're overthinking it. You just get out in the field, put up a handmade sign that says, Captain Patrick's Dumb Boats. Buy them
just,
here.
Just look, all you need is one of those Bowrider Chris Crafts and put one of those Dodger covers on it, and there's your office.
Yeah.
And there you do go. Business right there, man.
Yeah, Barry just said he's buying one. I heard him say you got your first customer. On that note, we'll end it. Till next year, remember, whether it's sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
TTFN, ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.